Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Yeah, hey, Miles. I was hoping to reschedule an appointment that I had just made.
Okay, I'm just getting over to where I can search for your order in our database, and I apologize for this delay.
No problem.
And can you provide the phone number associated with the order?
Yes, it's 580-665-5217.
That was 580-665-5217.
That's it, yeah.
All right, excellent, excellent. I'm attempting to locate your order in our database.
Okay.
And I thank you for your patience.
Yeah, no problem.
The system is still searching.
Okay.
Okay, let's see here. And this order is for Charlotte Seward at 24123 256th Street, Purcell, Oklahoma, 73080. Primary phone 580-665-5217 with an email of precisionlawnman2002@yahoo.com. Is this correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and I'm showing that the measure service is scheduled for March 11th, and you stated you wanted to reschedule that?
Yeah, I mean, if possible, to the 12th. I don't know if that's...
Okay, let's see here. The 12th, the techs are only in your area on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So
okay.
The next date after the 11th is the 16th.
Okay, Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then the 16th. Now, this thing is, this oven is being delivered by Home Depot, I think, around the 24th. Will we have to reschedule that, or will you, how does that work on the installation? I'm asking because I don't want to push the installation back by pushing this date back.
I know this is not going to push anything back other than just the measure service itself.
Okay, okay. Well, I tell you what, let's just do the 18th then because, well, if I push it too far back, I don't want to. Tuesdays are not typically good, so I'm thinking the 18th should be fine. And that would still give us 4 days. That would still give us 5 days to change the order if in fact, it's the wrong measurement, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and reschedule the measure to Thursday the 18th. Let's see here. Okay, I've rescheduled the measure to the 18th, and I'm just going to send an email over to the installation office to let them know that the installation, I mean, that the measure has been rescheduled. Let's see here. And I thank you for your patience.
No problem. Thank you for making the adjustment.
Oh, you're very welcome. Okay, I have sent that email over to the installation office. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at XPO?
I don't think so. I think that's it. I sure appreciate it. Hey, while I have you on the phone, I wanted to tell you, I don't know if you're familiar with Jehovah's Witnesses, but we have a big event that's happening on the internet worldwide. It's the 27th of March. Would you be able to attend on Zoom to commemorate the death of Jesus Christ?
I can mark my calendar and make my best effort.
Awesome. 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 Yeah, you know, because of COVID, I don't know if you noticed, Jehovah's Witnesses seem to have kind of disappeared off the map, as most of us the last year, but we're still doing our work that we're known for. On the telephone and writing letters, but we're not meeting in person. You know, Jesus said to love your neighbor, and seemed like the best way to do that is to not be knocking on doors right now, spreading COVID. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes, sir. I completely understand that. 100%. Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And that's a great thing that
you
guys are doing.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's kind of been faith strengthening to me because I know that since I've been a witness, that's been the thing that we're known for, but we realize that applying the wisdom from the Bible and the direction, you know, it's not just about doctrine and that kind of thing. We can do what Jesus asked us to do, to preach without physically, you know, doing it and spreading, you know, the virus during the pandemic. Hey, I won't keep you. I know you're working, but if you check out our website, jw.org, then you can get on there and find the information that I'm telling you about and contact the congregation for, you know, the link to the Zoom meeting. You'll find everything you need there.
Very cool. Very cool. I really appreciate you telling me about that. That was jw.org.
That's exactly right.
All right. Excellent. Well, thank you so very much. I really appreciate that. And I will definitely check it out. And was there anything else that I might be able to assist with today here at XPO?
No, that's awesome. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Hope you enjoy the website, and hope you and your family keep staying safe.
All right, well, thank you so much, and I hope that you and yours, that you take care, stay safe, and stay healthy. And I'd like to thank you for calling XPO. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I hope you have a good day.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, too, buddy. Thank you so
welcome.
Much.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.